Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. The Premier of Bermuda, the Honorable David Burt, departed Bermuda on the 20th to participate in the Wyoming Blockchain Symposium. The invitation-only event will bring together 250 leading policymakers, investors, and innovators to the digital asset industry. The Premier's attendance follows a direct invitation from the CEO of SALT, and the event host will cover the cost of his stay. On day three of the symposium, Premier Burt will engage in a featured discussion entitled Digital Assets in Bermuda, a conversation with Premier David Burt, where he will share the insights into Bermuda's approach to digital finance regulation. The Premier will also meet with industry leaders and lawmakers, including United States Senator Cynthia Lummis. In 2021, the Bermuda Monetary Authority and the Wyoming Division of Banking established a digital asset memorandum of understanding, creating a regulatory bridge between our jurisdictions. The Premier will depart Wyoming on August 22nd and return to Bermuda on August 23rd. Furthermore, now in its 11th year, the City of Hamilton invites the public for Taste of Bermuda 2024, a culinary extravaganza taking place on October 17th to the 20th. The city is on the hunt for innovative and dynamic food and beverage vendors to join their exciting taste lineup. The city's senior event coordinator, Lorna Hayward, says the city is seeking vendors who can offer one or two signature items. We are looking to engage food and beverage vendors, food trucks, fresh produce providers, sellers of Bermuda cookbooks and cookware, and decor tablescape exhibitors. Those interested in showcasing their culinary creations at the Tasting Village can apply as vendors. The deadline to apply as a vendor is September the 13th. For inquiries, you can email events@cityhall.bm. Ms. Hayward added that the Taste of Bermuda attracts a diverse audience, from families looking for weekend fun to food lovers seeking unique and memorable experiences. In past years, the festival has drawn thousands of attendees over the weekend. This year's event will transform the city into a haven of culinary delights. And in your sports-related news, Bermudian Olympians are making their way home. First to arrive were Jack Harvey and Erica Hawley after making their Olympic debuts in swimming and triathlon. A government spokesperson said that Jack, who arrived Tuesday evening following his outstanding performance at the Olympic Games, was met at the LF Wade International Airport by Minister Tinay Ferbert, the acting Minister of Tourism, Culture and Sport. Erica Hawley returned to Bermuda on August 14th to a warm welcome from family and friends. Minister Ferbert said government has recognized how critical it is to support our young people and elite athletes. Jack Harvey, Erica Hawley, and our entire Bermuda Olympic team have shown us the results of hard work, perseverance, and a strong mindset. They have excelled in their respective sports in Bermuda and have brought pride to our country on the world stage. I hope that all of Bermuda can continue to rally behind all our athletes. We are immensely proud of their accomplishments. Bermuda's Olympic athletes have exemplified the values we strive to instill in all of our young people. Their dedication and success are a source of inspiration. There will be an upcoming press conference from the Bermuda Olympic Association with full details on the Olympics and the Olympians. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.